This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The hunt is on for a new police chief in San Francisco. Bill Scott announced today that he will be stepping down. He's been the longest serving chief in San Francisco, working under three mayors. So, Phil, why is he leaving? Why not just stay on?
Because when a new mayor comes in, they usually, you know, want their own person to be in charge of the police department, Steve, because it is probably the most important appointment they're going to make. I mean, public safety is top in people's minds. The real question for Bill Scott was, how did he manage to survive three mayors? He was brought on by Ed Lee during a rough time in the department when they were looking for outside and wanted to get some changes. When Ed Lee passed away unexpectedly, he was expected to not possibly be replaced by London Breed or whoever succeeded Ed Lee, but he wasn't. They kept him on. And then when Lurie came on, it was understood, okay, it's been 8 years. It's time for a change. And it worked out serendipitously in timing. It works best for Bill Scott. He's got a job someplace else. It works best for Daniel Lurie because he doesn't have to oust him from the door. Everybody just gets to move on in life.
You know, it's interesting. I wonder, he's taking a job in Los Angeles to help the transit system there build a new police force because they've had problems with crime on the system. Is he leaving to take that job, or is it convenient that that job is waiting for him as he's maybe nudged out the door here?
I think both. You know, it's like I said, it's like, you know, it's like being a baseball manager. Well, there's two types, those that are fired and those that are about to be fired. Police chiefs traditionally in major cities only have a shelf life of about 3 to 4 years. Things just get rough and people get replaced. He has defied that. Now, he's also from Los Angeles, his adult life. He was spent more than two decades on the Los Angeles Police Department and worked his way up to being a deputy chief. So going in there, getting back on the metro system, he's going back to a place he knows, the people he knows. And don't rule out the possibility that down the line, his name might pop up as a possible chief in Los Angeles as well.
All right. So now we wonder what happens next. I mean, it's almost as complicated as picking a pope to pick a new police chief here. The mayor can't just appoint him.
It is. It used to be the mayor would make the appointment, but you're right. And that's one of the reasons why this timing is working the way it is. As it stands right now, San Francisco, what they do is a national search because everybody does that. Now, good chance is they're going to come up with in-house candidates because Lurie's sort of expressed that desire. But the real trick is that he's got to get the police commission takes a look at all the candidates that the headhunters bring in, and then they make a pick of three and give those three names to the mayor to make their selection of. But the mayor's got to make sure that his pick or her pick is one of those three. And Lurie couldn't be certain of that until just a couple of weeks ago when he finally was able to reconfigure the police commission, get some people off, get some people on he wanted. So now he has a police commission that he trusts is going to give him the names he wants. And it's just a question of getting those names and working through the process. It's not a quick process. That's why Paul Yip is coming in as the interim chief. And some people are saying, even though he doesn't want the full-time job, he should be looking at it.
Quickly, insider or outsider? What's your pick?
My bet is on an insider. San Francisco and the mayor just, I think, at this time, they've got the department going in the right direction the way they want it to do. They've got to do something about overtime. Maybe the command staff has to be shrunk. There's some, but there's no major problems. I think it goes inside.
All right. Great analysis, as always, from our KCBS insider, Phil Matier. Phil will be back on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50 with Margie and Eric.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.